Marco Rubio reveals El Salvador's president agreed to take U.S. criminals. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 3, 2025. Secretary of State Marco Rubio revealed that El Salvador's president Nayib Bukele has agreed to accept American criminals that are currently being housed in the United States. During an event, Rubio revealed that Bukele had agreed to accept people being deported from the U.S., as well as American criminals, according to the Associated Press. Rubio described it as being the most unprecedented, extraordinary migratory agreement anywhere in the world. He's also offered to do the same for dangerous criminals currently in custody and serving their sentence in the United States even though they're U.S. citizens or legal residents, Rubio explained, according to the outlet. Bukele confirmed in a post on X that El Salvador had offered the U.S. the opportunity to outsource part of its prison system, adding that there would be a fee. "We are willing to take in only convicted criminals, including convicted U.S. citizens, into our mega prison, Scott, in exchange for a fee," Bukele wrote. "The fee would be relatively low for the U.S. but significant for us, making our entire prison system sustainable." Fox News's Bill Milligan also reported that a senior Trump admin official confirmed that El Salvador has agreed to accept U.S. deportations of any nationality, including violent criminals. Breitbart News's Francis Martel previously reported that Trump and Bukele maintained friendly ties during Trump's first term, and that Bukele has openly lamented that El Salvador's relationship with America deteriorated significantly during the Biden administration. The two recently vowed to work together to stop the flow of illegal immigration and to crack down on gangs. A U.S. official reportedly stated that while the Trump administration currently has no plans to try to deport American citizens, the offer from the El Salvadorian president was significant, according to the Associated Press.